opening shot to this afternoon is reserved for a lively melody, and it's Green Eyes. Sonny Skylar sings it, Twilight in Catalina.
When evening breaks, each star awakes to shine out across the blue. Twilight in Catalina. I'll
our program to bring you a special bulletin from the NBC newsroom.
Another war bulletin from the NBC newsroom in New York, Washington. Kurt Sell, Washington correspondent for the German news agency DNB, today said that federal agents had relieved him of his press credentials. That bars Sell from the congressional press galleries and from further official news conferences, such as those conducted by President Roosevelt and his cabinet officers. Sell is the only German correspondent in Washington. Action was taken yesterday to bar correspondents of Japanese newspapers. Keep tuned to this station for further bulletins.
Thank you.
speaking from the Hotel Chatsworth in New York City. And now here's one of the fastest rising tunes of Tin Pan Alley's newest crop. Just the Wish on a Falling Star.
Box when I wanna hold you tight. Snyder. I never bug Blomy. Now you say I knock with three hands, kill me in gin rummy. I make no demands, don't think I made a steal. I'd rather just my hand and play the hand you deal. Won't you please be nice to me? Be a little chum chummy. After that, I guarantee all night we'll play gin rummy.
Gentlemen, this is the music of Vincent Lopez and his orchestra from the grill room of Hotel Taft on Times Square, New York. And now Vincent has for you a medley of two of the tunes that'll never grow. Make Believe, Why Do I Love You? Do you have one to add to that, Vincent?
Yes. What is this thing called?
Oh, all three. Well, this is a triple header and all for the price of one.
A special broadcast. We take you now to San Francisco.
This is the NBC newsroom in San Francisco. We take you now to Manila.
On the standby.
Hello, NBC. This is Bert Simon speaking from Manila, and this time I've got a real scoop for you. Manila has just been bombed. In fact, right now it is being bombed. As I told you a few moments ago, the all-clear signal had sounded, and then, without warning, Japanese bombers started bombing Fort William McKinley, Nichols Airfield, and the RCA transmitting station. The first we knew of it, we heard the terrible detonations, and then saw the huge blaze of incendiary bombs coming out of William McKinley and Nichols Field. We then saw the real fireworks display of blood red anti-aircraft tracer bullets going after those Japanese bombers, and we don't know yet what has happened out there. We're trying to locate the exact place of the tremendous fire that is raging and turning the sky absolutely crimson. To see if the air raid siren is still sounding. If it is, we're going to let you hear it for a while, and then I'm going to turn you over to Don Bell, who is upstairs out on the sidewalk looking at this fire and at this bombing, and he's going to give you his eyewitness description of the bombing that is now going on. This is the first bombing of Manila, and I will say it is big. It is uncanny the way those Japanese have picked out military objectives and bang right on the nose they hit it. And now I'm going to see if Don Bell is up there on the other microphone. If he is, take it away, Don. Come on, Don, if you're around that microphone, come in on that microphone. Let's put up the outside of this dugout so we can get a description of what's going on up above. Are you up there, Don? Come on in, Don. I don't know what's happened to Don up there, but I can tell you that the fire is simply raging out there. For a few moments, we thought that we would not be able to get this through because the Japanese bombers may have paid a visit to the transmitting station of RCA, through whose transmitters we are putting this broadcast. The operator out there at the transmitting station at first was afraid that the bombs were going to hit the buildings, but apparently they missed, and we were able to give you this broadcast right in the midst of the first and terrific bombing of Manila. We hope this is coming through. We don't know exactly what's happening on the outside, but we do hope that the transmitter is still on the air. If it is, you are getting a first-hand report on the bombing of Manila, which occurred at exactly 3:09. At 3:09, without warning.
Time. I don't believe you can hear the air raid sirens now because they've quieted down. But at the present time, we're standing here on the right bank of the Pasig River. The Pasig River divides Manila exactly in half. On one side is the rich business district. On the other side is the residential district where most American people live. Directly across and beyond the residential district is the point of the Japanese bombers who have been flying over for the past 15 or 20 minutes. There's been a terrific bombing over there. There's been anti-aircraft fire going on for the past 10 or 15 minutes. It's quieted down now, and we do believe that the Japanese planes have left at the present time, and they have also left an enormous fire which is burning somewhere in the vicinity of Fort McKinley and Nichols Field. Fort McKinley is our large army base here, and Nichols Field is our largest air base in the Manila vicinity. There isn't much more we can tell you now because there isn't much more that we can find out at the present time from our point of vantage. But the action is concluded at the present time, and we do believe that the Japanese planes have gone by this time. Until we can tell you more, we'll turn you back to Bert Seilen. All right, I see we've still got the air here, folks, so we're going to move the microphone around to where we can. As we said before, in the vicinity of Nichols Field, there is a terrific fire that looks very much as though gasoline dumps are burning over there. It's a bit difficult for us to see at the present time. Bert, have you been able to check anything on that?
See, Don, I couldn't resist coming up to see what was going on. As far as we know, it is either Nichols Airfield or McKinley. We haven't been able to check because we haven't been able to get through by telephone to anyone. But from the size of the fire, it certainly does look like some oil dumps or oil tanks were hit out in that direction.
Thank you, Bert. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that we must point out at this time. The seeming accuracy of the Japanese bombing. We didn't expect anything of this kind in the Philippines, actually. But it does seem very much as though the Japanese have come over for a specific target. They have hit the target. There has been no bombing of civilians or anything of that kind. The bombing has not been indiscriminate, but it seemingly has been very accurate. Our air defense force was very much on the job because there was a great anti-aircraft fire during the time of the air raid itself. The air raid does now seem to be over. We would like to point out that there was one false alarm a few hours ago here in Manila. Now in Manila, it is exactly, pardon me while I check our time, it is exactly 3:30 in Manila. That would be 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, and our first real air raid in Manila, the first in its history, has just been concluded. There's nothing more we can tell you now, and I believe that... Oh, yes, Bert.
We've just been informed by NBC that we can have the air as long as we need it, Don. And I'd suggest that we get clear up from the top of the Peacock building here in the Escalda and see what we can see from the top of there. If you'll keep this thing going until I get up there,
I'll take it away from you.
All right, thank you very much, Bert.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, while Bert Simon is going up to the roof there, pardon us while we go out to a vantage point where we will be able to contact him because we do not have earphones here and we're acting purely from signal at the present time because of the distance which we have stretched this microphone cord at the present time. We might give you a brief resume of what has happened here in the Philippine Islands during this day. We're giving you Philippine time now, which is exactly 13 hours ahead of Eastern Standard Time. At approximately 6:30 this morning, in the extreme southern part of the Philippine Islands, in Davao, at Davao Bay, there was the first bombing of the Philippine Islands. That was at approximately 6:30 when 13 Japanese bombers roared over Davao, bombed the air base there, and attempted to destroy all the food facilities in Davao. Later at 1:30 in the afternoon, a further Japanese bombing raid occurred there, and there are reports that the aircraft tender USS Langley was severely damaged at that time, and that the destroyer, I can't give you the name now extemporaneously, I've just forgotten it, but there was a report that one U.S. destroyer was also damaged at that particular time. Later, from the north, obviously coming from Formosa, you may be able to hear those Japanese bombers flying overhead at the present time, ladies and gentlemen. They have not all disappeared yet, although they seemingly are out of the danger area, and we do not hear anti-aircraft fire at the moment. In any case, at 1:30 this afternoon, there was a further raid on Baguio, our northern mountain province, which is also the home of Camp John Hay. Pardon me for the cough. And that particular raid was obviously first directed toward Camp Clark, Clark Field, that would be, which is our largest Philippine air base. However, in Clark Field, it does seem that the defenses were excellent early this morning, and there was no actual bombing of Clark Field at that time. The bombers were turned back. However, on the way back, they did seemingly drop their bombs in Baguio at Camp John A. and in northern parts of the Philippine Islands. The result that several people were killed in various parts of the Philippine Islands, then seven, we understand, were killed at Camp John Hay and Baguio. But later in the afternoon, at approximately 1:30, a terrific air raid was launched by the Japanese again against Clark Field, that is our largest air base in the Philippine Islands, you'll understand. And at latest reports, we understand that 300 casualties occurred at Camp Clark at that particular time. There's a report which we have not been able to confirm yet that some 25 American bombers were destroyed at that particular time as well. Can you see anyone up on the roof yet? We're waiting for Bert Silent to get up there and describe that. We cannot see, ladies and gentlemen, from where we are at the present time, but there is a terrific fire outside of Manila right now, and we are waiting for Bert Silent to confirm whether or not it is the large army base at Fort McKinley or the air base at Nichols Field. I don't believe that he has the air yet, so we'll continue, ladies and gentlemen, with some of the things that have happened here in the Philippines today. During the first air raid alarm, which occurred about 2 hours ago, we have heard reports, and we also heard some anti-aircraft fire and a few bombings. And there is a report that there was bombings of Corregidor, which is the large army defense base just outside Manila Bay. Corregidor is to Manila what Gibraltar is to the Mediterranean. It is one of our strongest army air bases, and there are reports that an attempted bombing was staged there, but that nothing very serious happened. So far as Manila was concerned, my first air raid, however, was a total false. Because in Manila, there were no bombs dropped whatsoever. However, this particular bombing really hit Manila. It did not hit the residential district of Manila. No civilian lives were lost, but at the same time, we do see that there has been a terrific damage to the army personnel in itself. At least that is definitely the way it looks here, because we believe that our airplane base over there has probably lost its gasoline stores, and that will be a loss to the people over here because most of our gasoline must be brought in. And at the present time, the Philippine Islands are shall we say, more or less, in an isolated condition so far as incoming ships and tankers are concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, we are waiting at the present time for our colleague, Bert Simon, to get up on top of the building here. We have an 8-story building which houses the KZRH studios. We're waiting for Bert Simon to get to the top of that building so that he may get a better vantage point and be able to describe to you more definitely exactly what is going on the outskirts of the city where that huge fire is flaming at the present time. Hello, Bert, are you on? Well, ladies and gentlemen, while we are waiting, we might tell you that the people here in the Philippine Islands have been splendid. We're working under very grueling conditions at the present time because we have been working definitely under fire. The Filipino people are as faithful and loyal to the American flag as are the Americans themselves, and we can remain absolutely confident that the Filipino soldiers are doing the same job that the American soldiers and the American Navy are doing, and they're all doing a very splendid job. I believe that Bert Allen can take over now. Come in, Bert, if you can. Then we'll continue. Not sure just what's going on there, but we're going to wait as long as possible and attempt to give Bert Simon a chance to get up on top of that roof and to establish a contact so that he can broadcast directly to you and tell you what is going on. There isn't much of that fire that we can see now. It's subsided considerably, ladies and gentlemen, but we do see terrific smoke creeping up from what we believe is Nichols Field at the present time. We would like to reiterate the point that here, where we are under fire in the far eastern outpost of the United States defenses, that everything is going along just fine so far as we people are concerned. We're working under handicaps, as we said before, but we're going to keep right on going, and we're going to keep flying over here. Can you get anything for Bert Island yet? We'd like very much to give the folks... This is a little difficult, ladies and gentlemen, working without earphones here because we don't know when we're establishing a point of contact. So we're going to keep right on talking for a while. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, a few hours ago, we did receive directly the message of President Roosevelt, and we think exactly the same thing about that speech as you folks back in the United States do think. It was only 500 words, but how well chosen those 500 words were. And although we're out here where we're going to get it right in the neck, perhaps, we're still 100% behind our president and behind the Congress that voted unanimously for this declaration of a state of war against Japan. Japan, so far as Formosa's concerned, and those are the nearest bases, Japan is only 420 miles from us here, but we are determined to carry on in the face of anything that goes on because we are determined that the United States must win the ultimate victory in this conflict. Can you get Bert Simon yet? We'd like very much to get a description of this. Well, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, whether you can hear us or not, but we will tell you again that we have just gotten over when there was first air raid, the first air raid in its history, and from the Japanese point of view, it was a splendid night for an air raid. There are millions of stars shining. They selected their time carefully because the moon, a very bright half moon, is directly above us at the present time, which means that so far as the Japanese bombers coming in are concerned, the visibility was practically zero so far as land defenses were concerned. They selected their time and their position carefully, and it is a very bright moonlight night. Manila is in a state of total blackout so far as is humanly possible, but the stars and the moon make it very impossible for us to have a complete blackout here.
Yes?
I shall continue.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speeding for Bert's Island to get a vantage point there. We'll tell you a little more about Manila.
The Pasig River, on which we are standing at the present time,
bisects Manila. On one side is the business district, or the Escolta. We hear anti-aircraft fire again, ladies and gentlemen, so it seems that they're coming back again. We'll let you know more about it in just a few moments. It's a little too early to tell just where that anti-aircraft fire is from. At the present time. You see, we are more or less ringed by armed defenses.
Hello, Don.
Standing at the present time is...
Hello, Don.
Hello, Don.
The elevator boy ran out on us, and I had to climb up 8 flights of fire escape, so I'm a little bit out of breath. But in the meantime, some of the rest of the staff here have checked up, and we definitely concluded that the fire is now out at Nichols Field. That's the big airfield right in the heart of Manila, in the south part of Manila. We do not know exactly what is burning, but from what we can see from the top of this building, the whole southern skies are brilliant red. A little while ago, I told you that we witnessed the anti-aircraft fire, which was a brilliant tracer bullets going up after those Japanese bombers. And I hope I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you speak to them. I'm going to let one of KZRH's staff members, well, what's here with me? Speak to you. Bud Wallace, talk to them for a little while.
Thank you, Bert.
Hello, everybody.
That's what I'm dropping a look at, Wally. We can see very well. It's a vantage spot. We can completely cover the entire Manila area. Looking over to one side, Cavite. Out to the other side, Nichols Field.
Fort William McKinley.
Out to the other side, the foothills which surround Manila.
Also, military posts who get these out that way.
And over on the other side, even still more so,
pointing up towards Clark Field in Pampanga.
Here we are, surrounded by
these objectives and raids going on.
The all-clear did sound a little while ago, but still,
even though it has, you can still see
the embers blazing
and dying away. The fire is just about out now at Fort...
I should say, at Camp Nichols.
Nichols Field, I don't believe it has any oil storage
or gasoline storage dumps to amount to a great deal.
But they do have a lot of hangars
and warehouses
and things operated there where they store their airplane spare parts
and assembly and so forth.
And it must be those hangars
and those storage facilities which we've just seen bombed before our very eyes and burning. That's about all that I know about it, Bert.
All right, Dad. I'm getting my breath back a little bit. I might say that right now, the moon is shining absolutely full. It's just like day. From up here where we are, the galvanized iron roofs, painted, mostly painted with chrome paint, stand out like mirrors. And there's no wonder that an enemy bomber could pick out any spot around this part of Manila tonight. It isn't a fall of the blackout. There isn't a light shining any place. But old man Moon just wouldn't stay blacked out. Although, from reports of bombings earlier this morning, it appears that the Japanese have got their objectives mighty well spotted. They have not hit a single non-military objective or a piece of civilian property so far. The result of the bombing here in Manila just now, as far as we know, was confined to Nichols Field, or Camp Nichols, as we call it out here. As I told you before, there was an attempt made.
Thank you, Bert and Don. And now this is San Francisco returning you to New York.